so restless that it seems to the meditative man that the struggle for existence, for mere standing room and a show in the world, still rages among the dead. The unstable slope of the hill, with its bristling array of obelisks, crosses and urns, craning one above another, is as directly opposed to the restfulness of the village churchyard, with its serene outspreading yews, as midday Fleet Street to a Sabbath evening amidst the Sussex Hills. This cemetery is, indeed, a veritable tumult of tombs. Another thing that presently comes painfully home to one is the lack of individuality among all these dead. Not a necessary lack of individuality so much as a deliberate avoidance of it. As one wanders along the steep, narrow pathways, one is more and more profoundly impressed by the wholesale flavour of the morning, the stereotyping of the monuments. The place is too modern for memento mori and the hourglass and the skull. Instead, slap and dash, that excellent firm of monumental masons, everywhere crave to be remembered. Truly,